Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Mem Aleph. On this Daf, we only have one Pasuk, and that is the Pasuk we are going to be focusing on. The Pasuk is in Dvarim Ches, and it reads as follows. Eretz Chita U'Sa'ara, it is a land of wheat and barley, V'Gefen U'Te'ina, and of wine, or vines, and figs, V'Rimoin, and pomegranates. Eretz Zeis Shemen, it is a land of olive trees, U'Dvash, and honey. In understanding this, the Gemara, in context, quotes this pasuk as for two halachic purposes. The one is in the name of Rav Yosef, or Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that kol ha-muktam b'pasuk zeh muktam livracha. Whatever is closest or earliest in the pasuk gets a bracha first. And there's a whole discussion about being closer to the eretz. The word eretz appears twice in the pasuk, and therefore there are things which are items in the pasuk which may come closer to the second eretz than the first eretz. And therefore this will delineate kedima, which goes first to the brachas. However, there's another way to also understand this pasuk, that each of these ideas, chita, sa'ira, are all a hint to shiurim, which means divinely given measures, which we use, which are undisputed measures. And each of the words, chita, sa'ira, rimon, gefen, rimon, each one of them is a specific shiurim for halachic purposes in different areas of halacha. That's what the Gemara does with this pasuk. What is so special about these seven? Meaning, are these the only seven products of the land of Israel? And the answer is no. The Bechor Shor says, in explaining the Pshat HaPasuk, he says that these are the categories. Meaning to say, obviously there will naturally be more of these fruit when you go to the land of Eretz Israel. But what it means is that these are the general categories of everything else. Everything else can be slotted in and understood within the context of these main categories. And that's why they call the Shiva Saminim the land of Israel was blessed with. It should be noted that this pasuk is in the context of brachos. The pasuk that follows it two pasukim later are V'achalta v'savata v'erachta s'shem nakecha la'aretz ha'tova asher nasanach. You'll eat and be satisfied and blessed. That, of course, is the source for Birkas HaMazon. And this two pasukim earlier is describing how these seven species require a bracha. And we know, in fact, that they require a very special bracha, in the sense that there is a Birkas Me'ein Shalosh, you say a special bracha, for these types of food, more than anything else is required. They would have their own special bracha. Even the Peros of Eretz Yisrael would have a special bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, like the Birkas HaMazon, more than a regular other food or regular other fruit. But understanding this in context, there's a very beautiful Shlach HaKadosh who says a remarkable thing. He quotes the Reishis Chachma in Shara HaKadosha Perek Yud Zayin, who says that the person should always insist that at their table they should have Divrei Torah. That it shouldn't be that there's a meal that goes by without describing or discussing Torah itself. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, and that's why the Torah is compared to brechem. Lechem, to bread. As it says in the Pasuk, Lechu lachmu belachmi, go and eat my bread, which refers to, of course, Torah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing it. What in the world does that mean? What does it mean? It means to say that through the food itself we should see the Torah. And the Shlach HaKadosh extends this principle to the seven species. What it means to say is, because the Gemara goes on to explain over here that each of the seven species is essentially a code word, Chita, Sa'ira, or every word over there is a code word for a shiur, a divine shiur or measure in each of these domains in halacha. When we're eating these ideas, when we're eating these foods, we should really be thinking to ourselves, oh, I am now connecting myself spiritually with this domain in Torah, with this divinely undisputed domain in Torah, whether it be Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Tumah, all the different shiurim which are given. So as I'm eating these specific foods, more than any others, reflect that spiritual reality, more than simply being something which fills one's stomach. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.